Deborah Tavares with StompTheCrime.net, and I'm going to continue with some solutions on the power outages that will escalate longer periods of time. And we are on our own because this is the use of an inside job, a weather weapons attack on all of us, every one of us worldwide. And we must do all we can to be harder to kill. That is the bottom line. We must do all we can to be harder to kill. Don't create lawsuits suing the utility companies, because that's Rothschild. You will not win. Don't think you can sue your legislators that are rolling out Rothschild's goals of consolidating the grid into the smart grid worldwide. This is a cabal operation. And so it requires your individual intentional hardening up. And here's the one thing I would suggest, a plan for those of you that have not experienced a power outage. Turn your lights off for a few days. Don't turn on the tap, faucets, water. You can't flush toilets. And you have no gas, because most gas water heaters have a electric ignition. An assessment of what you need when you cannot access water. Find out how long and what you might do to try to preserve food in your refrigerator. Understand that the stores will be mobbed. Food will be gone. So think about preparation in advance and how you're going to respond. And go to StopTheCrime.net, because I'm doing weekly shows and they're up on the website, and we're going over these types of different solutions that you must take. Again, no one is going to save you. It's up to us to save ourselves and our families, the people we love the most. In all the world, we have to do all we can for our neighbor's safety, because we're under mass attack. Now, while we were being hit with these weather weapons through over 13 states. I mean, we have many states that were induced into this frigid weather. And there were other things happening. And I'm going to talk about some of these other things and bring your attention to it. I just recently found out that there's going to be a poop sewer surveillance system coming in. Your poop is going to be surveilled. And this is going to be the new secret weapon against mutant COVID strains, so they're saying. So in many countries right now, they're already doing anal swabs, because it's a mucous membrane like your nose. And yes, they're doing anal swabs. And so not only soon may we need to bend over for an individual poop test, but before and maybe while that's happening, they say that your poop could solve the coronavirus and its genomic surveillance. So let's talk about who's going to profit here and who's bringing this in. It's the Chan Zuckerberg Biohub. Zuckerberg Biohub, creating a new business of testing your poop and starting up a poop surveillance business and a system. And when I found this out recently, I learned that they have a company epidemiologist and a senior biosecurity at the nonprofit Chan Zuckerberg Biohub. And here's what they have to say. Now, if you go to StopTheCrime.net, to our menu page, you will see tabs, and you will see a tab for poop surveillance. And you'll be able to watch the sewer poop video that I've posted there. And I will describe, well, I won't describe it to you. You're going to need to go to StopTheCrime.net often and take a look at what we show. But basically, our poop will be the new secret weapon against these mutating viruses, of which they're going to continue with mutating. And I'm going to go over that in just a second. They talk about how there's a lot of utility in being able to understand kind of surveillance system that we need and what's going on within a community without having to go out and stick a swab up thousands of people's noses. And this is being said by the epidemiologist and senior biosecurity fellow at the nonprofit Chan Zuckerberg BioHub. And they say testing a community sewer system to combat the new variants. So they're going to be going into the communities, into the wastewater treatment plants, and they're going to do testing. And then they'll be able to address enforcement requirements and potentially lock down communities in a large fashion. So let's talk about how your sewer system works, because I need to also advise and warn everybody with power shutdowns, you could have sewerage backups into your home as well. So let's go into this. They can test, but they won't. The individual houses, their laterals that come off your houses when you're on a municipal sewer supply line system. So imagine your home, there's a pipe, a line called a lateral that comes out of your house. And it goes into the main line out in the street. And so do your neighbors. All these laterals go into a main line in the street. And then all of that ends up in what they call trunk lines. So all of this converges where there are portions of cities that are in the trunk lines. It no longer it mixes. Your individual disposal of your waste then mixes. And then they can test at the treatment plants the entire city for lockdowns, enforcement, and surveillance. And what they're finding with this system and what will occur here is the Zuckerbergs are planning to make billions and billions of dollars. And they're going to be asking, because they have tremendous power. Facebook, as you may know, just recently shut down Facebook in all of Australia. You may not know that, but that is the control that these global controllers have through technology. And Zuckerberg is one of them, of course. So what they're saying is the cost of a national program for sewer surveillance could easily run into the hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions, even though advocates say it's worth it. So here's how they're going to steal the money. They're saying that the U.S. government, which is basically them, corporations are our government, could allocate roughly 10% of its overall coronavirus testing budget to a new national wastewater program. And this is coming out of BioHub, Zuckerberg. And the comment is that, in my opinion, there is an unbelievable upside to making this investment. The variances, they go on to say, from South Africa, from the UK, and from Brazil, they know what they are, the different diseases, and they're watching. But it's the ones that scare them the most are the ones that they don't know about, again, fomenting the fear that is collapsing and changing our ability to think. We're so fearful that we're unable to think and process reality in the reality that we all exist in. So we first have to move out of the fear. So everything you hear me discussing is not to promote or escalate fear. It's to move everyone into the self-responsibility that it will take and things that we must do if we want to be harder to kill, bottom line. But they go on to say the real danger lies in the variants that haven't yet been identified because they're not looking hard enough. So the bottom line is we're going to have to be bending over very soon, probably individually as well as sewer systems being tested at the water treatment plants. They're concerned about the difficulty in manhole covers in some of the streets and how accessing and doing the sewage test in those kinds of systems will be difficult. So they're going to have to re-engineer the systems. This is going to become an ongoing testing requirement of cities. And there will be lockdowns of cities that have a percentage of types of viruses in the sewage, made up or not. And this is a larger scale way in which to lock down communities throughout the world. And this falls under the requirements of the sustainable development goals of eliminating travel. Because when you can lock down communities, get people working out of their homes only and not traveling, because certainly you've been hearing that many states now, including California, is going to eliminate fossil fuel or gasoline-powered vehicles. And here in California, in Marin, just a little bit above the Golden Gate Bridge, they're going to eliminate the sales gasoline vehicles in 2035. No more manufacturing. You can still use your gasoline cars, but you can't sell them in that area. Berkeley just announced something similar as well. Berkeley in California and your cities are on the same road. You need to look up your climate action plans within your cities. I've been talking about that for many years. Type in the name of your city, like I would type in perhaps my county, Sonoma County, and I would type in Emergency Climate Action Declaration, PDF, and I would find the most unbelievable information that all of you will find on eliminating travel, living in a 5 to 20 minute lifestyle, not having cars anymore, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Essentially, what is happening is the reduction of all resources and the allocation of what little resources you will get, including food. And we know through the World Economic Forum that the calorie reduction is going to be only distributed to allow for vital human survival. Certainly keeping a nation underfed, such as what happened in Germany after the war and the war restoration process when everything was bombed and they had no cars, no roads, no gas, no lights, no heat, and many people lived in cellars with bombed out buildings overhead. And they were only able to distribute to these those that survived the war and the bombs about 1,000 to 1,200 calories per day while they were certainly working these people to remove all of the debris. We're in that situation right now because all life, human and non-human, is going to have equal value. We've been demoted and we're being destroyed and certainly genocided. They also, and we're finding out, that resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. It's immoral. And the human population must be reduced. That's ongoing. They've been doing that on an annual basis for decades, decades, decades. We also know through the Deagle.com website the amount of intended decrease of population by 2025 is horrendous, but that includes, of course, industrial civilizations must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. So we're being set up on in a myriad of ways, and quite literally, the template with the technology to keep global warming below 1.5 degrees centigrade, they can crank it up over 2.0 degrees centigrade or more if a nation or state or region is not politically obedient. And, of course, they can direct energy weapons upon individuals, and that is being done all of the time with the targeting of individuals. In fact, all of us are now being targeted. We're all being targeted. But soon they're going to monitor your poop and shut down your towns. Okay? Just important to understand that, because while we're focused on other things, we also find that the universal basic income is coming down upon us. It's already here in the United States. It's not coming. It's here. It's here. So while we have been fighting for our lives in certain regions, I know we have been with fires and floods, and look at what many states are suffering now with the created frigid weather attacks. The first and most important thing for all of you to understand is these are weather attacks, and these are multiplying and increasing under the guise of climate change. Now, in the first hour, I read the article out of the New York Times, 1976, when we still had a reporter that told the truth. We hardly do anymore. Certainly, you'll hear it on programs like this, but not elsewhere. So let's talk about the universal basic income and what's going on with this right now. And here's the premise of it. They say basic income is not a panacea. It's merely a necessary pillar of the reimagining of work and economic security in our crisis-ridden world. So we need a base income because we live in a crisis-ridden world that they have created. And they're saying that because we're going to need to be working in our homes now due to the pandemic, that it's unsafe to go to jobs anymore. So we need this basic, universal basic income to prevent us from going to work. And what I found when I was researching this is that the pandemic is proving the undoing of the post-war income distribution system. And that ties to income and benefits to our current employment system as paying people to stay home. They say to not do paid work because of the pandemic and the other variances that they're cascading down upon us, right? And that a basic income is essential to survival. So, again, we're going to get a meager survival income. There will be no differentiation between haves or have-nots, period. And I know it's hard to believe. It's been hard for me to believe what is happening, but it is happening. They go on to tell us that as long as income depends on jobs, workers will feel a need to return to unsafe conditions. And as long as economic power remains concentrated at the top companies, they'll have every incentive to make workers come back to work. Even if we manage to weather the current pandemic, our system lacks the resilience to be ready for the next one, let alone other crises. So we're being managed and manipulated by attacks inside jobs that our legislators are either involved in, too mind controlled to know, or they're getting tremendous sidekicks, money under the table to continue to ignore and unacknowledge that weather is changing our lives and destroying our lives worldwide. So now they're moving into this basic income system, and they say that moving from crisis to sustainable prosperity, the basic income system is not only a tool for responding to the pandemic in the short term, it can also help to tackle longer-term crises of poverty and inequality, climate change, and the rise of an authoritative populace, authoritation of a populace. So we have to understand they don't want us rising. They want to put a lid on us, social isolation, which is what this pandemic is about as well. And they say that the basic income scheme will be underwritten by taxation on the rich. Well, the rich will be people that have ownership of property or real estate, because remember, you will have nothing. If you have more than nothing, you are considered unfairly utilizing resources of this earth. So they say that it will come from taxation on the rich, which would reduce economic inequality. As an equal payment to every individual, regardless of household income or employment status, it would also help promote gender and racial equality, and it would help equalize power relations within households, relieving financial dependence on a household head. So this is coming in. I was looking this up in Ulster County, and U-L-S-T-E-R, there was an announcement just a couple of weeks ago by the executor, Pat Ryan, about universal basic income, talking about how the Hudson Valley Bureau chief is about to start the plan of income, and they call it a pilot program. Everyone, you need to understand, there's nothing pilot about any of this. When I first started activating my awareness about the deployment of the smart meters, the utilities were saying these were just pilot programs. And I quickly learned that that was not true. They're rolling this out, and they talk about the first, they say that the first is building on all of the resilience work that we did in the county with food delivery systems and child care. They say this is the potential to expand this year after year. And they talk about how many states have already implemented the universal basic income strategy. So if you think it's distanced, it's not. They say that moving from crisis to crisis and sustainability and the sustainable poverty, prosperity is going to require the basic income system. And it's not only a tool for responding to the pandemic. In the short term, it can help us tackle long-term crises of poverty. And so it's important to understand that this is already occurring in Canada. It's already occurring in Finland, Australia. The goal is redistribution of money away from the rich. So why should we start cutting checks to them? The simple reason is that it is far more efficient to provide a universal basic income and tax it back from the wealthy than to target recipients via means and tests. And they say such a system could easily be designed so that those with above medium incomes receive no net benefit. And in the U.S. and the U.K., at least, there is a strong case for increasing both income and asset taxes on the wealthy who have benefited from hefty tax cuts in the past recent years. So enough on the universal basic income. It's here. I'm going to be moving on to some other things that you've missed, perhaps, while you've been struggling with weather weapons. And I will be back in just a moment.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Deborah Taveras, and this is an update on many occurrences that are occurring in the country and worldwide. And this is an alert to advise all of you that it's up to each and every single one of you. You must do all that you can do to be harder to kill, because we're under a deliberate, massive genocidal attack, and systems are being taken down worldwide with weather weapons and certainly with diseases. We're going to talk about diseases in a moment, but I want to talk about an advisory which many of you may not know about, because we're going to see significant food inflation, which we all know, and caloric food rationing. Again, most of you know that, and a massive impact on our delivery systems, which we have seen already occur in the weaponized attacks upon many states here, including Texas. And we have to look at what is happening, because many of you may be unaware that the U.S. Postmaster General is set to implement a new strategic plan that includes much higher postage rates and the elimination of first-class mail. That's going to be eliminated. And the plan to eliminate first-class mail, which will include letters, magazines, catalogs, among other things, would slow down mail that typically arrives within 2 days and make it more costly to deliver for customers and business. And the top postal officials have scheduled to testify before our demonic cabal-operated U.S. Congress panel on February the 24th. So that's soon to come up. And they're going to eliminate, as I said, first-class mail delivery and all air delivery, because, again, they're eliminating travel. And so this is a stealth plan to also cut communications and increase delivery on every single thing and transition us into a diabolical world of drone delivery and other types of delivery systems that will spring up out of this. So for those of you that did not know about the mail increases and the elimination of certain aspects of mail, well, now you know. And we can only just imagine the effects that will spring out of that. I want to cover more than I have time to. So for the sake of feeling that there's much more you all need to know, I'm going to refer you to stopthecrime.net, to our current YouTube video channel, which is now Stop the Crime, because YouTube took our video channel down. Of course, we still maintain our website that has all the documents that I discuss. Everything I discuss is from documents. It's not my summation. It's not my idea. It is being articulated from the thousands upon thousands of documents that we have been reviewing over these many years. So, again, please go to stopthecrime.net and take a look at the three-hour video that's new. And I hope you'll have enough patience to listen, because it's extremely important and valuable. So I'm going to go into what we're all facing now, because we have our life expectancy in the United States has dropped dramatically. We've now just been told that it is the largest drop of life expectancy since World War II. And, of course, it's being blamed on COVID. But actually, it's going to be a combination of climate change and the requirements of reducing the population, and also the gamma radiation, not only in the United States, but worldwide. And I'm going to mention this. Again, this is not to make you crawl into a cave and be frightened, but this is the reality that we live in by those that are doing this to us. And so when you think about your cities and your representatives, just look at who signs the documents that are rendering your life impossible to live. Again, I can type in Sonoma County, California, Climate Action Emergency, PDF, and I can see the city council members, the county board of supervisors signing off on this, their individual names. They live among us. They shop at our markets, and they're bringing in hell on earth on all of us through the policies of the United Nations Agenda 21, Destroy the Populations Worldwide Program. So I want to talk a little bit about what you can't do anything about, but certainly consider immediately changing your lifestyle, your food intake, and enhancing your relationships. As I always like to say, start really making amends now. Love the ones you love the most even more, and every single day live in right conduct. And with that, I'm going forward into this. I don't know how many of you were ever aware of Project Sunshine. I know that I wasn't, and I'm just going to go over this a bit with you right now. Project Sunshine was a project that occurred from the 40s to the 70s. And what they and they released this long time classified secret information about the testing in Chicago. It was called the Chicago Baby Project. And what they did was they claim that they were utilizing the bodies of stillborn babies to run tests on. And the Department of Energy said the revelation about the wide-scale use of humans in Cold War experiments in the Chicago test, and that these scientists cremated newly deceased infants and measured the amount of strontium-90, a radioactive substance, in the remains. And parents were most likely unaware or notified that this was being done to their dead children, dead or not. I will also say that it was then discovered that they were doing these tests on mentally retarded teenagers and ethnic minorities and other disadvantaged groups radiation test. And again, this was being done to us and others. And this is a worldwide situation in the instance that it was also being done in England as well. So from the 40s to the 90s, you have to wonder if a family had a stillborn, if, you know, what happened to that child, really, what happened to that child. So why am I telling you about Project Sunshine and the testing of radiation? Because the testing of radiation was necessary for the cabal to know how much it would take to create more illnesses, cancer and other diseases. And I have a video up on StopTheCrime.net. Again, you're going to have to go into our video channel that's not up on YouTube right now. And I think the title of it is Nuking California. But I want you to think about the nuking of everybody worldwide as I discuss this with you right now. And this is the results of the total gamma radiation in America. And for those of you, I would suggest you write down this website and sign up so that you'll know what those are, because our governments are lying with the test reporting of the radiation being released upon us, not only through the Fukushima planned and intended disaster, but through allowing radiation leakage in many of the nuke facilities that are around our country and worldwide as well. So the name of the website is duweapons, plural, at gmail.com, duweapons at gmail.com. And here's what we're being told about the results of the radiation in the United States. And they're saying denial is very strong in America. Expect it often. And that's what we've been talking about during this radio show on every level. Denial is very common in the United States. And in fact, in my travels overseas, sad to say that we're considered rather stupid by most accounts, and fat and stupid. But don't let that get you down. There are millions of folks who know the score and know about what's happening with the radiation. Perseverance, find others, figure out what to do. And that's why these programs are important for all of you. So here's what Bob Nichols has to say, who operates this site and has been taking testing with his own equipment for many years. He says when he started the gamma ray radiation chronicle, the idea of a million counts of gamma radiation per week was a bit too far-fetched. He says, now we're being zapped constantly in this gamma radiation hellhole. Deadly gamma radiation from 2010 to 2019 increased 10 times as measured by the responsible and irresponsible government agencies. Never mind that the measured million counts a week plus top radiation was over the gamma radiation maximum safe level. All of us, and even the perps, in other words, the cabal included, are already radiated forevermore. The nuclear weapons makers and private nuclear hustlers are truly a sloppy nuclear death cult that holds sway over everyone. These are his words. Gamma radiation data from government officials display recent total gamma radiation reports showing huge government failures to show the correct numbers. So let's talk about some of the warnings and things that we're seeing happening as a result of Fukushima and releases of radiation and all the bomb testing, etc., because we're being told on this website, remember that cesium-137 attacks the heart. Cesium-137 is a relentless enemy of your heart. It's remorseless. And the rad just hides and takes its time. Gamma radiation in the wild escapes only from nuclear reactors and detonated or broken nuclear weapons. At the surface of the Earth, there are no other sources of this gamma radiation release. Gamma radiation is, and always has been, incompatible with life on this planet. How much gamma radiation is it? Is it more than enough gamma radiation to kill? It's more than enough to kill every living thing on Earth. Two questions are, how much gamma radiation have you absorbed today from 10 years ago? Goes on to tell us, the west coast of the United States earned its own deadly radiation from the wrecked Fukushima reactor complex in northeast Japan, and of course that was on March 11th of 2011. They say that the four wrecked American-made reactors are pouring out gamma radiation, and this has been ongoing, and this has not stopped. This is part of a plan. This is all part of genocide. And they say that, of course, the United States built those reactors, and Japan blames us for the disaster. And then he goes on to say that 2020 was not a good year for reactors. He said, conclusion, the amount of rad in the air now dooms humanity to a relatively quick extinction. So you need to understand we've been tested upon secretly. Our children are disadvantaged, retarded in the 40s and through the 70s to see how much radiation it would take to kill us. So as they amp that up, it's a silent deadly system. It's a silent weapons system of attack and causing heart failure, as what you're hearing, and we're seeing many heart attacks. And heart attacks are also occurring from increased frequency. But I want to add one more thing before I move on in relationship to our land use and what we're going to be prohibited from and how our land use as humans is considered. I found this in a sustainable development document, and they talked about artificial land cover. In other words, everything that humans cover the land with is considered unsustainable. And here's what they have to say about artificial land cover. It consists of built-up areas, everything that's built up by humans everywhere, as well as surfaced and stabilized areas such as roads, railways, parking lots, footpaths. And it also includes our mining operations, quarries, our rubbish locations, construction sites, industrial wasteland, and artificial green spaces. Of course, that would be parks, etc. And they talk about how this is extremely disruptive because artificial land cover creates a loss of land resources for agriculture, which, of course, they're decimating, but a loss for agriculture and for natural areas. And they say by covering up the ground, we are accelerating stormwater runoff and the vulnerability to flooding. Now, this is a cover for the flooding that they're creating through the weather weapons. We were flooded out here, as we're seeing during different hurricanes, the flooding. Now, we know that they can raise the sea level, and they have, and they are. We know that they're creating massive shoreline assaults throughout this country and worldwide. But everything that is artificial, that is covering the land that we have created, must go. They say it has an impact on biodiversity. Now, sadly, your kids have gone to school. They've learned false information on climate change, and every time they mention biodiversity and certainly saving the biodiversity, they're all in because they have been completely mind-controlled. And it is literally a universal problem because our kids are absolutely unavailable to the reality that we all face, by and large, not all kids. So now let's look at the attack and the ongoing attack of SARS and other variants, because there's also a document that I printed out. It's entitled the SARS Pandemic 2025 to 2028, and they talk about a futuristic scenario for public health risks in communication. So this is planned to be with us forever because of the sewer poop testing that Zuckerberg is involved in as well. But let's go over what was said about the attempt to create back in 2009 what has already now been created in 2020 with this current epidemic. This is important to understand because they're using fingerprintless biological viruses, prions, parasites, and fungi, and carcinogens and toxins and hormone regulators on all of us. This is all a fingerprintless, and it is all legal. And this is being done to us now, all of us. So this is important because this was a warning back before 2009 about the swine flu. It says it's a warning about the pandemic of 2009, which thankfully was not fully executed, but still may be sometime in the future. Well, the future is now. This has now been executed now. The statutes or the laws passed in preparation for the 2009 pandemic are still on the books in most of our states. Goes on to, of course, tell us that the scientific report was prepared for Congress and how to reduce the population of the United States. The conclusion reached in the report was through mass vaccinations to cure fictitious pandemics. June of 2009, a former scientist once employed by a large pharmaceutical company in the United States disclosed that before resigning from his employer, former President Bush signed legislation that defers and eliminates the Federal Food and Drug Administration mandatory product testing, defers and eliminates disclosure of possible dangers to the public, and defers and eliminates civil liability on the part of the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies. That was done back in anticipation of 2009, again, which did not develop. But these laws are in place, and we know all of this now. So this shouldn't sound outrageous to you. This was done to us. They go on to say that the people who have died of swine flu so far back then died because they were vaccinated with the vaccine that was planned to be given to the American population in the fall of 2009 and half of the world's population. The World Health Organization is expected to declare a pandemic, and yes, they have now. And it will request that President Obama at the time in 2009 and Congress order mandatory vaccinations in the United States. Anyone who refuses to take the death vaccine will ultimately be arrested as a terrorist and will be committed into internment camps because we're going to be terrorists spreading vectors to everyone else. This is what was planned back in 2009, which is unfolding now in 2021. So as a terrorist, we won't be permitted any kind of legal assistance. We will have no hearings. And this is all pursuant to the Patriot Act that was passed by Congress after 9/11. And the World Health Organization is owned by and under the direction of Rockefeller and Rothschild families. So it's important to understand that we're being completely controlled top down. And all of this is being set up on us. And it's important to note back then, and we see this happening now, that police officers, sheriff deputies, U.S. military personnel, and their families will not escape the mass genocide of vaccinations. All will be compelled to take the death vaccine, right along with the rest of the general public. We see that happening now. We see that happening now. And it was also disclosed that one closed military base in each state. They closed one military base in each state, and it's been converted into an internment camp. The Halliburton Corporation was hired by the federal government to modify each base and install maximum security buildings. Why would the United States require so many large internment camps? Of course, in people's minds, one should be enough, right? But it's because of the mass amounts of arrests that will be made. They say because the camps are expected to receive thousands of innocent Americans who simply refuse to submit to the death vaccine. Also, Homeland Security is in charge of these camps and will have training personnel to man these facilities, and this was since 9/11, excuse me. According to one informant, the personnel have been told that anyone committed into their custody are members of homegrown terrorist organizations suspected of inflicting biological warfare upon America. The innocent people shot or interned will be blamed for the planned mass genocide being committed by our own government leaders. So I'm sharing with you what you see unfolding. This should not be new information, but only to solidify what you know. So now let's talk about, while I've got a few minutes here, about the planned terrorist attacks with the use of deadly fungi and other types of biological weapons that are legal, because we have a new class of weaponry now, and the next assault on the global populations has been foretold. We've known this. It's been in the documents. Okay? So don't be surprised. Just educate yourselves and understand what we're being told, because, again, we must do all we can to be harder to kill. We've been foretold. We've been forewarned. Just as with the power outages, we've been forewarned. So we do face a new class of weaponry, and all of the attacks are expanding, not just attacks of bioweapons, but weather warfare attacks as well. And many of the bioweapon attacks are going to be fatal to disabling, some short to long-term in scales, direct and undetectable, and there'll be multiple attacks, which are they call binary attacks and biohacking. And certainly airborne varieties of Ebola and Lassa, airborne varieties of Ebola and Lassa. Hope you caught that. And existing biocomitids they're using on us, which is Venezuelan equine encephalitis. And the idea is to incapacitate us. But right now there are all kinds of new pathogens and insects and bugs that are infesting all over the world. This is coming now, and it's planned. It will expand. So this is Deborah Taveras. Please go to stopthecrime.net to our video channel and our video channel that was taken down, and listen to our most recently posted discussions on this so that you can prepare, that you'll understand, and you can adjust mentally to the reality that you face. Love to all of you. We're all in this together.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.